I'm Robin Walensky.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
That was good. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, where am I here? Oh, all right, yeah. Oh, having some fun. We're 5 seconds into the show. We're already having some fun. Thanks for joining us. We are live again today, Bucket Strategy Investing. Got a lot of stuff to get going on today. We packed the show, or at least the first hour. We've got some emails to get to. Of course, your phone calls. We've also got Gene Pastula who's going to join us today to talk about, I don't even know, I didn't even ask him what he wants to talk about. I'm guessing it's going to have something to do with either long-term care or with annuities, which we talked about last time. And we had a couple of questions for Gene on this. They actually came into us, but I'm going to have you, Professor, and Gene Pastula talk about these things. So anyway, that will be coming up. We've also got the main topic, which we will likely get into in the second hour of the show. I'll mention it here. And it has to do with something called asset location. Asset location. What is that? Why would we talk about something like that? Are you talking about asset allocation? Nah, not asset allocation. Asset location. And what that means simply is, and how it's different from asset allocation, asset location tells us where on the taxability scale or on the in which taxable or non-taxable area should we put our assets. Yeah. Taxes. Oddly enough, it's something that people don't always think about, but taxes can be make a big difference in the amount of money that you have, the amount of money that your portfolio is generating. It can be a huge drag. It's one of the biggest drags on somebody's portfolio. So if you can avoid paying those, you can actually do a little bit better. I'll talk later on about this Vanguard study that came out a few years ago that said when you add the asset location element to your strategy, you could add as much as 100 to 140 basis points, in other words, 1 to 1.4% to your total return. And again, that was a study done by Vanguard a few years ago, and it obviously doesn't mean that everybody's going to get that, but it's something. It's something. So we'll talk about that along with your phone calls, as I said, and your emails. Now, you want to get in touch with the Brain Trust? Right now is a good time. Not a lot of time to do that because we got Gene Pastula, as I said, joining us in about 10, 15 minutes. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. You can email us as well. Go to our website, wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. We'll get to an email coming up here in just a couple of moments. I've also got some of these leftover annuity questions, perhaps some criticisms of annuities that I think we need to address. We are not totally pro-annuity. We are not totally anti-annuity. We are annuity realistic. And we'll talk about this. If not this hour, again, we'll do this next hour. So a lot of things to talk about along with those phone calls and emails. Now, if you want to know what is going on with your situation, you probably want to know, can I retire on time? Is this something that, am I on track? Do I have what I need? Do I have certain tools? Do I have tools that in my playbook that I don't need? It's a good idea to talk about your individual situation with any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors across the country. Their number, 800-644-1150. Speak to an advisor at Lucia Capital Group. That's what they're there for. They do this all the time. They do it every day, and they love it. 800-644-1150. the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. So since we don't have a lot of time here before Gene Pastula joined us, we can get started with an email. And this one from Melinda in San Jose, California. And I guess she had asked a question earlier, but I'm trying to remember what that question was. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. But anyway, it says, Professor, directly addressed to you, I had one more question regarding my friend's cashing out her IRA last December to buy a condo, which she did before she sells her house. I was going to loan her the money to roll into an IRA so she won't get hit with a huge tax bill and she'll pay me back when the house sells. Melinda says, since she has to take a required minimum distribution, does the money she puts in the rollover IRA have to equal exactly what she cashed out? Or can she put in the amount that would have been left if she had gotten the RMD from it? We need to explain what Melinda's talking about. I'm only about three quarters sure I know what she means.
Well, this call came in a couple months back, and they were talking about a lady had taken money out of her IRA to help buy a new home. She expected her existing house to sell, and then she was going to use the 60-day rollover rule to put the money she had withdrawn from the IRA back into her account, back into an IRA, so that it wouldn't have been a taxable event. She took a pretty good sum out. You know, it might have been $50,000, $60,000, $80,000,
right.
And she didn't want to be taxed on all of it. She just needed kind of like a bridge loan, so to speak, a little stopgap measure. And so she pulled money out, put it down on the new house, and she was expecting to sell, take the proceeds, and put it back in the IRA. That didn't look like it was going to happen in time, so Melinda stepped up and loaned her the money, gave her the money, so that she could put it back into the IRA within the 60-day period of time.
And not be penalized or taxed.
To not be taxed. Now, obviously, she's not going to be penalized. She's 70-plus years old. There's no requirement that she put back any specific amount. She can put back, and it's a one-time deal. She took a one-time distribution. Let's just say that she took a distribution of $50,000. She can put back within 60 days, one time, she can't do it on multiple occasions, just a one-time deposit, any amount she wants from zero to $50,000. Because she took out 50, she can put back in 50. She doesn't have to put back in any. She'd just be taxed on the whatever. So if she puts back in 20, she took out 50, she put back in 20, there's 30,000 difference, she'll be taxed on 30. Now, if she had a required minimum distribution for last year, she does not want to put back, and let's assume she has not taken any money out through the year of last year. She had a required minimum distribution. Let's just say the required minimum distribution was one of her first ones. It's $2,000. She can put back anywhere from zero to $48,000. And what it'll show is 50 came out, 48 went back in, 2,000's taxable, 2,000 was the required minimum distribution. Everything's good. That's assuming she had a required minimum distribution for last year. If she has a required minimum distribution for this year, it's not putting the money back isn't going to help her satisfy the RMD for this year. But it's just a matter of there is no requirement that the exact amounts get put back in on the 60-day rollover.
No, you can put as much or as little as you want. Just understand that what you don't put back in is going to get taxed.
Right.
And if you're under age 59 and a half, penalized.
Right. And I can't do it in staged things where I get back $10,000, put it in, then 2 weeks later I get back another $30,000 and put it in. One distribution can be put back on one lump sum contribution back in.
And that I don't understand, but okay.
And in fact, instructions even say, if you want to take and do this from multiple IRAs, I've got three IRAs, I need $50,000. And I got an IRA with 10, and I got an IRA with $43,000 in it. And to get the 50, I need to pull from both of them. What they say is, put them together before you take a distribution. Because if I take 10 out of this one and 40 out of this one, now the most I can put back is either the 10 or the 40. I cannot put back 50. I can only put back one of the distributions.
I hadn't thought of that. So you
transfer the 10 into the 43. Now you've got one account with $53,000 in it. Take a $50,000 one-time distribution. Now I have the ability to do the 60-day rollover on the entire 50. But if I'd taken a 10 and a 40 from two different accounts,
you can only make one payment back.
I can only put either the 40 back or any amount of the 40 or the 10.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't have thought of that, that would be a problem, but it would be a problem.
60-day rollovers got much tighter towards the end of 2014 when they came out and said, this is no longer one rollover per account. It's one rollover per person.
Per person. Per year.
And this is one of the only places I've ever seen them do this, where they combine movement of money from traditional IRA to traditional IRA, Roth IRA to Roth IRA, rollover from one to a rollover. Now, a conversion is not the issue. That doesn't matter. So if you get stuck where you pulled 10 out and 40 out and you realize, oh, I can't put all 50 back in, but I've got the 50 I want to put back in, put 40 back in to avoid the tax, and put, you're going to pay tax on the other 10 anyway, put it into a Roth.
Roll it into a Roth. Make it a Roth.
Because conversions don't count on the 60-day, one per year.
Oh, that's true. All right. So you can do,
always,
you can do as many as you want. And when you talk about combine them, what you're saying is you have two RAs. You have one over here at broker XYZ and one over here at...
I got one at TD Ameritrade, one at Schwab.
Right. And so
I roll them into one. Yeah,
I moved the Schwab one over into the...
Into the TD or the TD,
whichever.
The Schwab, whatever. So now I just have one account, one IRA account that's at one IRA custodian. The key is one IRA custodian. And... go from there.
I don't, like I said, I don't get it. What's the point? What's the problem? If you're, why can't I put 10 in one and 40 in the other, or whatever it is?
Well,
doesn't make sense to me.
It was kind of like the mandatory 20% withholding rule on distributions from 401ks and pensions and things that were put back in 1991.
Yeah.
It was there to trip people up, and the amount of money they were expecting to create from the taxation and or penalties was used to support a disability bill that went through Congress at that time. That's how they balanced their numbers at the time.
Oh, that is completely ridiculous.
It worked. It got the bill through.
That's only for marketing and PR purposes.
Exactly.
They know that's a lot of that. That's a crock of hooey.
They probably don't know it, but... You know.
Well, maybe they don't, but is that stretching it.
That's what it was there for.
Wow. All right, I'm going to take a break. Gene Pastule is banging on the door. He can't wait to come in, but we're going to make him wait through the break and talk with Gene about whatever's on his mind. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com. Promo code radio.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient to most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rachel approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, as promised, Gene Pastula here, talking about where he's been. Where you been, Gene?
I've been studying.
You've been studying. You've been learning about stuff. You know, you deal with life insurance a lot. You deal with things like, obviously, long-term care and people who need help as they get older and older and sicker and all this stuff. And where were you? You were telling me off the air, and we're going to talk about this here. An Alzheimer's type conference?
Well, you know, most of the time that I come on here, I talk about the importance of doing some planning for, to take care of potential long term care expenses and the like. You know, that it's a major issue. And of course, now that I live not in a regular neighborhood. I live in a neighborhood filled with people over the age of 70.
Wow.
And
I mean, Sorry. Yeah. Go on.
So, and we have we've been there for 3 years now. We've developed a lot of friends.
Sure.
And I mean, there's a lot going on at that age group, and most of it is from a standpoint of health and whatever is not good news.
Yeah.
In any event, they had a presentation last weekend on Alzheimer's, and there's a big, huge ballroom that's in our clubhouse that functions are having. They've filled this ballroom. There must have been 250 people.
Were these residents that were there?
Yes, residents. A lot of gray hair.
Okay, so they had somebody come and talk about it in what regard?
In regard to this current status, the significance of it, is there any serious cures or treatments going on that are on the horizon or being used or what have you, and which basically doesn't seem to be anything anybody's real proud of. So it ended up being a conversation about how do you have the best chance of preventing it or.
So what they're saying is there's no cure happening as far as they know. Treatment is you can only make things maybe a little more comfortable for people. But other than that, the idea is to go after the prevention
it doesn't happen in the first place. What's interesting is, I don't care whether you're talking about just general health well-being or losing weight or overcoming some kind of a chronic condition. It always comes down to... you got to go out and exercise.
Sure.
You can't eat the food that you like.
Of course.
No drink. I was asking if they had it, because organic is a better way to eat.
I suppose.
And I asked them if there was any organic alcohol, and they said...
not that you're aware of.
But we're still searching.
Okay, all right. Maybe organic fast food.
Well, and the lady next to me asked me for wines, to ask him about wine specifically, because in this group out there, it's everybody is into wine, in serious ways.
Really?
So yeah, I mean,
not in quantity, just in
In quantity, in quantity and in quality.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. They buy by the case.
Yeah.
And
all right. So
anyway,
what did they say?
So,
what did you get out of it?
Basically, what I got out of it was that this is, because I've kind of been under the impression that even though I'm this is the business that I am involved with, and and most of the people that we see when the claims come through are as a result of Alzheimer's. Parkinson's is another one, and I didn't know this, but Parkinson's is a kind of a, like an offshoot. It's in that same genre of
as Alzheimer's.
As a thing that goes on in your brain
I had no idea.
Cause it. I wasn't aware of that either. But I thought there was, just like cancer. I mean, literally, there's, I've read several articles lately that, in 10 to 15 years at max, cancer is going to be generally, just something that's handleable, and you just don't automatically die because you have cancer. It's already,
Well, it's already like that. It's just detection.
Yeah,
early
exactly.
Detection.
Yeah.
Okay.
At any rate, so no, the best thing that they have right now is to educate people on the seriousness of it and the seriousness of paying attention to how you live and how you eat, how you exercise or not. And what you eat, and the idea of having being happy, doing things that are social, and so that you have a lot of interaction and stimulation and of the brain and all that kind of stuff.
Well, you got to stand around talking to other people.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know about that.
No.
I can get into the exercise is not a problem. The diet I can handle that okay, but I don't know.
I tell my wife
people,
dealing
not
with
John's
yeah. I just don't know.
No,
you know?
I know. I was telling my wife the same thing. I like onesie twosies, not big groups.
Yes,
and stuff like
yes.
That.
The larger the group, the faster I got to get out of there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's generally the way I am. One on one, I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway, either way, probably your lifestyle isn't going to be a big deal in keeping you from having Alzheimer's. And again, repeated. Almost half of the people that are, that reach the age of 65 will likely experience dementia in some form. It's all in the dementia category before they pass away. And it's just a matter of which kind and how the rest of their body resists it and how long they have to endure it or whatever. And sometimes, in some cases, it's not a real big deal. I mean, the person is reasonably comfortable and all the rest. He just has to be looked after and make sure he doesn't,
How hard it is to take care of somebody, though, with Alzheimer's, especially if they're otherwise fairly healthy?
Our next-door neighbor's wife had a stroke 2 months ago. When she got here for the season, they're from Wisconsin.
Yes, the seasonal visitor.
Uh-huh, yes. So they came out for their normal 5-month stay. She had a stroke, and now there's 3 cars in the driveway all the time from the caregivers that they're actually...
Round the clock.
There's always 2 there. I mean, this guy is paying a fortune.
He didn't have any kind of long-term care insurance as far as
I don't know whether he does or not.
Well, somebody's paying.
I didn't say, hey, you got long-term care.
Hey, by the way.
He's paying big time because it's round the clock.
Oh, yeah.
And that's another thing. That's the interesting thing is that people in this kind of situation, need care 24/7 except when they're asleep, and even then they need to be
monitored,
looked after and what have you. And so people think that I get somebody to come in and take care of me 8 hours a day. So nobody takes care of you for 16 hours a day?
Somebody's going to, obviously.
It's really expensive.
But if you want to go the cheap route and say, I'll take care of them myself, don't worry about it. I mean, that's going to grow old really quickly.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to do. All right. So you'll connect this in some way, I'm guessing, to paying for these kinds of things.
And for what I do to help you do
ways
that.
Ways to push that bill to somebody else.
Exactly, yes.
All right. Gene Pastula here, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Gene Pastula here, as he is generally about once a week, talking about things that you need to be concerned about as you get older, usually health concerns, scaring everybody with the whole Alzheimer's thing. Actually, I mean, you can scare people with it, but they should at least be attuned to it, that there's, you know, there's the potential that you may wind up taking care of somebody, and it is not easy. So as you said, you, one of your neighbors has somebody there around the clock, different shifts, somebody's coming and going about every 5, 6, 7, 8 hours to take care of somebody who's had a stroke. And this is a big concern because it can be very expensive.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is if you have chronic illnesses now, at, let's say, in your late 50s or 60s or even early 70s, because of overweight or just you've always had things going on or whatever, it's just from just experience and kind of watching what's going on, it's that's probably not going to be your biggest problem. But it's the ones that are healthy or, you know, active and healthy in their 60s and 70s and early 80s.
Yeah,
they're the ones that live long enough to where it, you know, that part, those things come into play, and the long-term care becomes more of an issue for them.
Well, for them, because they're the ones who have to pay for it.
Insurance companies sometimes they sell the insurance to the wrong people. But actually, from the people's point of view, they're the ones that can use it. You know, so
the healthy ones, you're saying?
Yeah, because the healthy ones they'll give the insurance to. And I may be all wet on this, I don't know, but I just been watching it for 25 years, and it seems like the people that get the insurance, you know, end up using it. Anyway. Not because they bought the insurance, but because they were able to.
Because they were healthy, because that's who the insurance companies are going to insure.
The ones that are healthy and don't do it, those are the same people. So it's kind of a shame. But, a number of years ago, we put together a strategy for people who, the kind of people who would listen to this program, because, you know, they have money, they're interested in their investments and portfolio and taking financial responsibility for themselves and what have you. And so this becomes, you know, something that should be incorporated into their thinking and their decision making about how they invest their money and the like. And that up until the time we started getting involved with this, the only option was a traditional long-term care insurance policy.
Like a disability policy. You like pay every month, every year.
Yeah, exactly.
If you go on claim, you get some back. If you don't, you don't get anything
back.
That's
right. That's right. And those have gotten better over the years, more expensive because of the amount of claims that
we saw a lot of them have very large increases on the existing, you know, population.
They were underpriced.
Yes.
But we took a different tack, and we said, you know, most of the people that we deal with, in this realm, have as part of their finances, they have money that's basically in a savings type of situation, fairly secure, not necessarily guaranteed, but at the bottom of the investment pyramid from the standpoint of safety and providing liquidity and the like, you know, bank accounts, CDs, that type of thing, that they don't use to support their lifestyle, but they use it as a backup to everything that does. And of course, obviously, it's the first money that is spent if long-term care happens to be an issue, which it typically is in about 50 or 60% of us for some period of time.
So what can people do?
So anyway, so what we did was we changed it instead of, we offered instead of the typical long-term care policy, we offered a way of putting money into another kind of insurance policy, a universal life insurance policy that would pay a large death benefit compared to the amount of money that went in. And we do it either by just moving a lump sum of money into it and to the cash value, which ends up being similar to the bank account from which it came or the bonds that you had before. In other words, it's money that's still there and on your balance sheet, and you own it, and you can have access to it. But while it's sitting there, the interest that is earned on it is used to provide a substantially larger ultimate benefit. Initially, for the benefit of your children when you die, or your spouse when you die. But the difference is that you don't buy it necessarily for that. You buy it because that same benefit that would go to your wife or children when you die, or spouse or children when you die, can be used by you to pay for long-term care. So it's almost like having a savings account that is there for you for any other purpose. But if you need to use it for long-term care, having somebody come into your home to take care of you, or going into a nursing facility or assisted living or something like that, then the place, the company that you have this with says, hey, we'll pay you, we'll double that amount to be paid to reimburse you for the cost of long-term care. If you put in $100,000 in there, and of course it varies by age of client and all the rest of the
stuff. And your initial deposit.
Yeah, exactly. But if you put in a lump sum, typically the $100,000 would turn into $175,000 or $200,000.
To be available
for long-term care, and then depending on from there, several of the carriers offer a little bit more and say, if you use the whole $200,000 in my example for long-term care instead of being paid as a death benefit, and you still need care, we'll throw in another $100,000 or $200,000, depending on the
If you do that, the death benefit is obviously gone because your heirs don't get anything out of this.
Yeah, but in most of the cases, that's what the person will set it up for. Is that, they're not concerned so much about having a big death benefit. They've got other money and all the rest. But they certainly like the idea that if long-term care is not needed. Then all the money they put in plus a return will go tax-free to their heirs. But if they do need long-term care, that sum of money that they took out of the bank or wherever they took it from will not only be worth that much, but it'll be worth much, much more.
How does this work? Let's say I put in, I don't know, $50,000, just whatever.
Sure.
So there's a $100,000 death benefit. But let's say I start, now I need long-term care, or my spouse needs long-term care. I decide I want the top-notch type. So it's going to cost, it's going to cost six grand a month to have them do it at home. So what happens? I write a check for $6,000 to whatever facility is going to come take care of them. They're going to reimburse me for that whole $6,000
They'll reimburse you for basically 4% each month of whatever the total is. In your example, for example, if you put in $50,000 and we have a basic benefit of $100,000, then they will reimburse you up to $50,000 each year for 2 years. In other words, they're creating $100,000 total.
Okay.
In the first year, you'd get the $50,000 that you put in there originally, and the second year, you'd get another $50,000. That's the insurance. And if you pass away any time during that, whatever of the $100,000 that you haven't received already for
is
paid to your heirs. So somebody's going to get, in that example, $100,000. Then, if you actually use the whole 100,000, then in many cases, the carrier, depending on what we're using here, will say, okay, we'll continue to go another 100
right.
for long-term care.
200,000.
So, but what they'll do is there's a
care.
Limit during the course of the year.
You can't get, if it's worth 100,000, you're not getting 100,000 one year.
Yeah.
We're working on that. Yeah, we've been going after the insurance company. Just pay the money.
So you're going to pay it at some point.
But they got to make it complicated.
Because I would think, especially if it's bad enough where I think, my spouse wouldn't last a year or whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to have the Cadillac or the, a plan or whatever it is.
But this seems to work pretty well. I mean, and clearly what it always does is it makes the savings that you're allocating to this worth a lot more than it would have been otherwise. And you can also do it in installments.
So, well, and the fact that I've got access to the money the whole way, to me, I haven't handed over, I haven't lost the money.
Right.
I know I'm going to get it back or my heirs are going to get it back one way or the other.
Right.
So
you want to give them the phone number?
No, you're going to give the phone
number. Okay, give me a call, 800-238-8144, 238-8144. Ask for Gino.
Well, you may even answer the phone. Who knows?
I may.
All right. Gino. Gene Pastula.
Yeah, tell him you want to talk to Gino.
All right. He's got all the information. Everything you need to know. Thank you, Gene Pastula. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxit not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxit takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxit also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxit relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxit is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies.
Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Not just talk show hosts, an experienced investment team working with seasoned financial planning strategists behind the scenes every day. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
We got another hour coming up. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Next hour, we're going to get into some of this asset location stuff and talk about what it is and why you need to, or at least your advisor should be using it and telling you why you're putting your assets where you are. Where do things go? Where do you do? What goes in the IRA? What goes in the personal account? What goes in a Roth account? What order should you do it? Believe it or not, those decisions are very, very important. Why? Because it could affect the taxability. In fact, it will affect the taxability of certain accounts. When you take money out of your traditional deductible IRA, you're going to be paying taxes on that money. You know that. Well, how can you help potentially maximize? Well, I'll say no. Not maximize your strategy. Minimize the amount of taxes that you're going to have to pay over the course of several years. Asset location is the way to deal with that. So we'll be talking about that next hour. Also, some new stuff. This is a headline that I saw it earlier, but you saw it too, Professor Plum, and it had to do with the withholding tables. Well, let's just mention it real quick.
Well, we talked about it at the beginning, or towards the early part of last year. They changed the withholding tables so people would, they were anticipating people paying less in taxes. But they screwed the withholding tables up. They didn't do them right. And so the withholding tables they put in place withheld too little, in my opinion.
Yes, they did.
And so people have been getting larger paychecks. If their income was the same from 17 to 18, the amount, and they didn't change their exemptions, their withholdings, their W-4s, their paycheck got a little bit larger because less of it was being taken out for federal income tax withholding. Well, the IRS has come out and conceded that, yeah, the tables were a little screwed up. And so we are going to adjust the safe harbor withholding rules. We're going to adjust who we will charge a penalty against for under withholding. Remember, we are supposed to pay in tax, withholding as we go through the year. And we're supposed to pay in, at least 90% of our tax liability on a given year. There is another 100% of last year's tax liability. So what they're doing this year, though, to basically make up for the fact that they understand that they screwed up with the, or somebody screwed up with the withholding tables, instead of having to pay in 90% to avoid penalty, they're going to reduce that amount. As long as you're within 85% of what you owe this year, they will not charge a penalty. Now, if you don't pay in anything, they're still going to charge you a penalty. They just expanded the safe harbor slightly to account for the fact that the new withholding tables did not withhold quite enough.
Yeah.
This is not news. We've been telling people to adjust their withholding so that they wouldn't have to pay a big check in April when they file their tax return. We talked about it a little bit to avoid penalty, but mostly we talked about it just so that you don't have to owe a big tax payment.
Bill.
You know, when you file your tax return. And hopefully they're going to adjust the withholding tables again. And what I was reading was they factored in the lower income tax brackets with the withholding tables, but they didn't factor in the fact that we don't have exemptions this year. We don't have, some people don't have as many itemized deductions as they had in the past. And so they just screwed up.
Yeah, they screwed up.
So they've reduced the amount of the safe harbor, the
right.
One side of the safe harbor.
So it goes to, instead of 90%.
Right. So you've got the two sides. You can either pay in 100% of last year's actual tax liability, 110 if your income was more than whatever it was.
150,000.
Yeah, 150,000. Or 90% of this year's tax liability. Whichever of those two numbers creates the lowest number, that's how much you have to pay in withholding to avoid an underpayment penalty. Well, they've taken the 90% and lowered it to 85%.
Okay, it may make a deal. I don't know if it's a big deal. It may, but at least it's something.
They're conceding that, you know, a little bit that they screwed up.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well, this whole safe harbor thing, I mean, that's, well, we'll get into that maybe next hour. I want to get to Susan's email in Las Vegas, Nevada. She had a question that we didn't get with Gene Pastula, but here it is. On Bucket Strategy Show, you guys talk a lot about the hybrid long-term care products, but I'd like to know why I would need long-term care life insurance versus long-term care annuity policy. I just turned 60. I don't feel we need any more life insurance and feel the annuity policy might be better, but I'm not sure. Can you explain why you would choose one over the other? You can do it either in either annuity form or life insurance form.
Right. You can either have the underlying contract be a life insurance policy, or you can create an annuity. And some of it depends on where you are in your financial life. It's not necessarily, you know, that you need life insurance, because from a life insurance standpoint, it's not going to create a very, you know, great life insurance death benefit. You know, it creates some death benefit. But the reality is that the life insurance linked ones that I have seen provide a little bit higher benefit than the annuity ones. And so you get a little bit more with that life insurance than you do with the annuity. So if we put in $100,000, they're lump sum, typically lump sum, although you can pay them over years, you might get $180,000 of death benefit. At 60, you may get $210,000 of death benefit. She said she was 60, right?
She's 60, yeah.
And they would double the death benefit to like $420,000 as a long-term care pool to draw down over a period of years. The annuity is a triple. And so if you put in 100, you're going to get $300,000 of pool long-term care coverage.
You may not use any of it. You may use some of it.
So the life insurance one tends to offer a little bit more, but it's all about you and your health and your age. Some people like the annuity one because they have a non-qualified annuity. You know, back in 1985, they put $25,000 in. It's now worth $100,000 or more. And they say, I really don't need this. It's in my personal account, not my IRA. If I take money out, it's going to be taxable. I'll use that 1035 exchange, tax-deferred exchange, into an annuity that offers this kind of long-term care protection. And if I need long-term care, I can use it and use those earnings tax-free. So it's about what we have available. I cannot take an existing annuity that has gain in it and do a tax-deferred exchange into a life insurance policy. I can go from an annuity to an annuity. I can go from life insurance to life insurance, or I can go from life insurance to annuity, but I cannot
go
from annuity to life insurance. So it depends on where the money is now. There's a little bit more underwriting for the life insurance. So you've got to be a little bit cleaner on the health than you would have to be on the annuity. So there's factors involved in which way you should go. And it's just a matter of what suits your needs the best.
Yeah, as is true with, I think, most financial products. But the annuity, we've seen it with annuities is somebody that's got a lot of gain in it. They just don't want to pay the taxes. If they use it for long-term care,
great funding source
it comes
there.
Out tax-free. If they don't use it for long-term care and
it's
they die with it,
taxable to the
it
heirs.
Would have been taxable anyway.
Yeah.
no difference. I hope that answered your question, Susan. If you have any other questions, you can give us a call. Out of time for this hour. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's the number. Get in touch with the Brain Trust, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.